The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome back to the lecture series. The lecture series, as you know, has been titled The Quiet Before the Storm. What we're trying to do is to examine the words, the teachings, the stances, and the thoughts of Sayyid al-Shuhada. The idea is to learn relevant lessons before our Imam returns. We want to learn lessons that apply to us, that make us ready to accept the wilaya of God on the earth. So tonight's reminder from Abu Abdullah, brothers and sisters, is called Cultivating the Love of Imam Hussein in the Next Generation of Muslims. Cultivating the Love of Imam Hussein in the Next Generation of Muslims. We have a beautiful hadith from our Prophet. It's narrated that our Prophet said this, Addibu awladakum, train your children to have three noble traits. What are the three noble traits? حُبُّ نَبِيِّكُمْ. The first of them is the love of your Prophet. وَحُبُّ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ. The love of his Ahlul Bayt. وَتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. And also, your children, they should love to recite the Qur'an. So, brothers and sisters, as you listen to the poetry of our dear brother, and you remind yourself of what we read in the books of history, you know and you recognize that children played a huge role in the advent of Karbala. They're part of what makes the story so special. Now, what I want to do is to explain about a family, to talk a little bit about one of the families in this incredible story. And then after that, to see if there's any lessons that we can draw from their story. The hero in our story, according to some accounts, is a preteen. Some accounts, there's differences amongst the historians on the age of this young man, definitely a young man, but some say 13, some say 9. Young man. His name is Amr bin Junada al-Ansari. But I want to talk about his family. This story, you might know this man, but maybe not by name, but you might know him by his line of epic poetry. That line of epic poetry that Amr recited is Amiri Hussein wa Ni'mal Amir. Even that line needs discussion. My Amir, my leader, my role model, my example, my everything is Hussein. And what an excellent Amir he is. But his story is a very incredible one. What happens is he has come to the battle with his family. So the family of Amr, they meet Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Mecca. What happens is Janada, his father. So this is Amr bin Janada. And his mother is, according to some accounts, is named Bahriya. This small family is traveling. The father is one of the companions of Rasulullah, Ashab Rasulullah. And he was a loyal companion. He actually did a tour of duty in Siffin. He was a loyal Shia. He was there active doing his social and political responsibilities, even in the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And then now when he hears the Imam is exiting Mecca, at that time is when this small family joins the Imam on that caravan moving to heaven. What happens is that Janada, Amr, his mother, They're all moving towards Karbala. And on the day of Karbala is when his father finally realizes that dream that he had, that hope that every Shia has. He was able, he was gifted, he had the tawfiq to fight for Imam Hussein, Sayyid al-Shuhada, and to be martyred. But their story doesn't end there. In this story, the mother is a heroine. The mother is all in for the cause. She's just lost her husband. She's there, but she realizes the gravity of the situation, the seriousness of the situation, and her attitude is next man up. She tells her young son, go and fight and defend the daughter, the son of Fatima. Go fight and defend the son of Rasulullah. This young man comes out and respectfully asks Imam Hussein for permission to fight. The Imam tells him no. The Imam tells him no. When he asks for permission to fight, the Imam says words to this effect, that he's a young man. They've just given one person in the way of Allah. His father just passed. They fought. Maybe his mother is not happy with him also becoming shaheed. The young man answers. He says, Ummi amaratni bidhalik. My mother is the one who told me to go over and fight. When the Imam sees that level of sacrifice, this young man ready to take on the Yazids and Shimrs of his time, this young man advances, and then he begins to recite that epic poetry, Amiri Hussein wa Ni'mal Amir. Even when you look at his epic poetry, that's interesting. His epic poetry doesn't reflect the name of his tribe, or his father, or any of his personal achievements. Everything for him, if you read the lines of poetry, is Imam Hussein. Everything for him is Hussein. He's martyred. When he's martyred, the enemy callously throws the head of this young man back towards the camp of Imam Hussein. Every stance of these people who had received tarbiyah from Sayyid al-Shuhada is a lesson for us. The mother takes the head and throws the head back at the camp of the enemy. What is the message that she's sending by doing this? He was given in the way of Allah. I don't regret anything. So now the question for all of us when we hear these wonderful stories is, how is it that a family would succeed in doing, following those instructions, that the love of Allah, the love of Rasul, the love of Islam has been manifested not only in the father and the mother, but in the young boy to the extent that not as his goal isn't just to practice Islam, his love, his desire is shahada. Even when the Imam gives him a way out, he says, no, I've got to go. What did they do? What's there in the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt that would enable someone so young to make these choices?
To Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.